The passenger pigeon, the gastric brooding frog, the woolly mammoth, they all have one thing in common. They're extinct. In fact, scientists estimate that 5 billion species have come and gone off this planet. But what if we could bring them back? What if extinction didn't have to be a permanent thing? Right now, scientists are using revolutionary new genetic techniques to try and bring back some of these species.
Not only are the sequencing of extinct genomes a possibility, actually a modern day reality, but the revival of an extinct species are actually within reach.
Like the humble passenger pigeon, we hunted it to extinction and changed the forests of North America. Oak trees need the pigeon for regeneration, as well as for controlling the underbrush, which is a major fire hazard. If we de-extinct the passenger pigeon, we fill a hole in the ecosystem, a hole that we put there. The woolly mammoth is an impressive specimen. It was the king of the tundra for millions of years.
Woollies are a particularly interesting quintessential image of the Ice Age. They were large, they were hairy, they had large tusks, and we seem to have a very deep connection with them like we do with elephants.
Then they disappeared. Most scientists think it's likely that they were hunted to extinction.
Most of the species that have gone extinct in recent years is because we've destroyed the habitat, we've introduced species, or we've killed them outright like the passenger pigeons. And it was hard to imagine at the time that this bird species that's so abundant could actually be hunted to extinction, but we managed to do that.
While it's normal for species to die out over time because of evolution or cataclysmic events, some scientists think that the Earth is now going through a new age of mass extinction, called the Anthropocene or Holocene extinction, caused by, you guessed it, us. Animals, plants, and insects are dying out at a rate of 1,000 to 10,000 times faster than ever before, with dozens of species going extinct every single day. Some scientists estimate that as many as 30 to 50% of all species could be headed towards extinction by the end of the century. But again, what if we could bring species back at will?
Scientists are able to go up to the Arctic and find thawing chunks of Earth that still have frozen mammoths in them. And those have DNA. And that's where scientists are going to get the DNA from the mammoth in order to reconstruct its genome.
In de-extincting the mammoth, scientists are using the DNA of an Asian elephant and replacing parts of it with mammoth DNA. So we have cloning technology, we've got elephant and mammoth DNA that we can edit together, and the plan is to try to artificially inseminate an Asian elephant mom to carry the baby.
What they're doing is brilliant breakthrough science that will show conservation biologists and the general public what a potent new toolkit biotech is bringing to wildlife conservation. Many wild populations of animals and plants are profoundly threatened by exotic diseases. In normal times, wild populations would evolve around such problems, but humans are introducing so many challenges so rapidly that evolution doesn't have time to generate the needed adaptations. Conservation biologists call what we are doing facilitated adaptation. The goal is to restore ecological biodiversity via precisely enhanced genomic biodiversity. De-extinction is dramatic.
There's a portfolio of extinct animals that you could potentially bring back. The challenge is trying to figure out which of those are going to have the biggest positive impacts, and then working on those first.